episode 29 of Said Sports Session, weeks 1 through 2 of the NFL 2022 season. Welcome back. Today, we will be discussing the 2022 season, weeks 1 through 2, starting off Thursday with the Bills versus the Super Bowl champion Rams. The banner's going up. They recently got their rings, but it is a new season, and this is a very, very exciting game. I'm actually watching the game now. It's actually at halftime. It's tied up at 10. Both teams are starting a little slow, but the offenses are starting to spread. It's been a few turnovers here and there. But I picked the Rams to come out on top of that, and hopefully they will pull it out. But the Bills are looking really good. A lot of people are picking them to go to the Super Bowl or to win it. I wouldn't be surprised if they actually make it. But let's get into some of these matchups for week one. On Sunday, we have a lot of great games. We have the Saints going against the Falcons in that divisional matchup in the South. And then in the South, we also have the Ravens and the Jets. We have the Jags and the Commanders, the Browns and the Panthers with Baker's revenge game going against his old team in the Cleveland Browns. I'll be interested to see what Carson Wentz looks like with the Commanders. And then what the Jets will look like without Zach Wilson due to him being injured. The Patriots didn't look too good in the preseason, and I'm looking forward to seeing that game against the Dolphins with Tyreek Hill playing with Tua and the Dolphins. The Lions and the Eagles should dominate that game. And the Steelers going against the Bengals in that NFC North matchup will be very competitive as always. Now, they didn't start the rookie Pickett. They still are going to go with Trubisky. And then you have the Bengals with Joe Burrow fresh off the Super Bowl appearance. We have the Colts going to the Houston Texans in that AFC South matchup. It's a different looking Colts team and Texans team. Colts have Matt Ryan in his first year in Indy. That'll be very interesting to see how he looks. It's weird to see him in a Colts uniform. And then the Texans, pretty much rebuilding mode. They have David Mills back in the quarterback position. Lovie Smith there as the coach. He's always been a good defensive mind, so it'll be interesting to see what he brings to the table. And the Colts defense will be good as they previously were, but I do look forward to seeing what Matt Ryan does with Jonathan Taylor in that offense. And then also the Packers versus the Vikings. There's a lot of great divisional matchups this week, but I think this one is the best with the Packers going to the Vikings. And Aaron Rodgers has already started talking his stuff, pretty much talking about how he dominates the NFC North, which is pretty accurate across the board. So I do see the Packers winning that, even though they're down on some receivers and they have a lot of rookies in there. And then in some of the later games, you have the Chiefs and the Cardinals, which will be a pretty high-scoring game. I'm expecting Patrick Mahomes and Kyler Murray to put up a couple touchdowns each. I know in the beginning of the season, some of these defenses don't play as much defense as they should be. They're just, you know, getting conditioned, didn't play much in the preseason. So usually you don't really start seeing a lot of good defense until after the first few weeks of the season. And then we also have the Raiders and the Chargers and that great divisional matchup. Of course, the Raiders have Devontae Adams, and they added a few pieces on the defensive side, so they're looking a lot more competitive in that division. And then the Chargers are a lot of people's favorite to win it, with Justin Herbert being one of the best young quarterbacks in the league. And then in that Sunday night game, we got the Buccaneers and the Cowboys, America's team. The Cowboys have been kind of quiet lately and not making a lot of noise, and that may be a good thing, because they usually have a lot of high expectations. But Dak is pretty healthy now. And I know that they're kind of short on receivers right now, but I think with the tight ends that they have and the running game that they have, they'll be fine these first few weeks until they get a little more healthy with the receivers. And the Buccaneers, of course, have Tom Brady coming back. They have that defense coming back. Godwin, I believe, will miss this first week against the Cowboys, but after that, he should be back, and they still have Evans, of course, and I do think it would be very important for them to pick up someone. I don't know if it would be an Odell. I know he's still on the market, but the Buccaneers definitely need to pick up a slot or a tight end to fill in. I know they have Julio, but he's more of a red zone threat at this point, so it'll be interesting to see how the Buccaneers shape out this year. And then in the Monday night game, we have the Broncos going back to Seattle for Russell Wilson's revenge game against Pete Carroll and the Seahawks. I do think the Broncos will win this game. The Seahawks don't look good this year. Broncos will be more competitive. I do see them making it to the playoffs. Don't see them doing much there, but that offense will be very potent. They have a lot of vets on that side of the ball, and their defense is pretty average. So I'm gonna look forward to seeing what the Broncos are gonna do this year. And happy to see Russell Wilson have a fresh start because he's had a few hard years in Seattle before he left. And then you also got the 49ers and the Bears. Nobody's really talking about this game, but I think it'll be quietly be a good game. You got two young quarterbacks really getting their really first big time to shine. Justin Fields, I know he played a lot last year, but nobody really expected much from him. But this year it'll be a little different after getting that first year under his belt. And then you have Trey Lance that kind of, appeared a few times, and now it's his time to shine with Garoppolo being benched. And then the 49ers defense, of course, is dominant. So with them being back healthy and having Kittle back on the offensive side, it's going to look really good for them. And in week two, the Thursday night game will be the Chargers and the Chiefs on Prime Video. They're doing all the Thursday night games on Amazon this year, which will be different. But that'll be a very great first Thursday night game for them. I'm expecting that to be a high scoring game, Herbert versus Mahomes. But I do think the Chiefs will pull that game out. It's going to be a pretty competitive game on all sides of the ball. And I just can't see Kansas City losing that game at home at Arrowhead Stadium. And then on Sunday, the 18th of September, we got the Jets and the Browns. We got the Commanders and the Lions. And then the divisional matchup between the Buccaneers and the Saints, which a lot of people are looking forward to that game. The Saints defense will be pretty dominant this year. I'm sure they'll be a top five defense. And then they had a few pieces on offense that they added. Hopefully, Jameis can stay healthy this year and show us something in these first 2 weeks of the new NFL season. And then the Panthers will go against the Giants, the Patriots against the Steelers, the Colts and the Jags in that divisional matchup in the South, the Ravens and the Dolphins, and then you'll have the Falcons going against the Rams. And then in the late games, that second week of the NFL season, you have the Seahawks and the 49ers in that divisional matchup. And then a surprisingly game that I think will be really good will be the Bengals and the Cowboys. You don't get to see them play each other too often, but they all have a lot of young, great talent. And then the Texans and the Broncos. And in the West Coast, you have the Cardinals and the Vegas Raiders. That should be a pretty high-scoring game also. And then the divisional matchup between the Bears and the Packers. And then that Monday night game for week two would be the Titans and the Bills, which is a rematch from last year when they played on Monday night. And then you have the Vikings and the Eagles also playing on Monday night. And that'll be a pretty good game in the NFC. The Eagles have high expectations this year after going to the playoffs last year. They added a few pieces on offense and defense, and Jalen Hurts is looking really good and really confident coming into his second or third year in the NFL. Now, I do want to say who my top 15 teams are currently. in the NFL, something different. I didn't want to rank all 32 teams because half of them really aren't going to have a chance at the playoffs. So I'm going to say number one currently. I'm going to go ahead and say the Rams just because they pretty much have all their main core players back. I know they lost a few players here and there, but for the most part, they feel like the same team. And then I'm going to put the Bills number two for now. Of course, this can change in the next few weeks, depending on a lot of things. So, like I said, the Rams one, the Bills two. And then three, it may surprise a few people who I'm going to put there. But I'm going to put the Packers for now, just because they have Aaron Rodgers, and he's a last year's MVP, and I'm sure he'll make it work with what he has in Green Bay. And then following there, I'm going to put the Cardinals, the Chiefs, the Raiders, the Colts. And then I'll start putting people like the Titans, the Vikings, the Chargers, some of those middle tier teams. And then finish out with the Raiders and then the Patriots and Eagles. But like I said, this can change week by week. Some people may throw the 49ers in that, and maybe even the Steelers, depending on what their quarterback play looks like. And the Browns are definitely going to be competitive in that NFC North division. But those are my 15. Like I said, within the next few weeks, I'm sure that'll change. Weeks 1 through 2 of the 22 NFL season are here, and I'm excited. This is going into fall season, and college football has already been started, so I'm already hyped up about that. And now for the NFL to be back, it's a good time, and it'll be an exciting season. Thank you guys for tuning in to episode 29 of Sid Sports Session. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and many more. Thank you.